This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
I like Stephon Diggs in New England, that situation. Because Stephon Diggs is still pissed off at the Bills. So there's going to be hunger, and there's going to be urgency, and there's going to be a fire under his ass in the meeting room when he's in New England at practice, which they could use. They could use a little fire under their ass in that receiver room. You know that Stephon Diggs, yeah, he's got a lot of like instances where he's got the mind games with the quarterback, but no one ever second guesses how hard he works and the amount of work that he puts into his craft.
Julian Edelman. We talked a little about the Bills' perfect opener today. Thought about New England, but maybe Diggs wouldn't be healthy for that. Started talking about players that got booed. I also saw this story. You want to talk about taking the receiver that plays the mind games to another level? Chad Johnson just told the story that... I'm sorry, I closed the page. I didn't see which podcast this was on or where he said this, but...
He has his own podcast.
Okay, might have said it on his own podcast. Chad Johnson, Ocho Cinco, one of my favorite receivers ever. He was awesome.
I loved him.
Fun. And, you know, whatever. Personality.
Yep.
He said that he used to call Marvin Lewis when they were in the hotel for a game. He would call the head coach at 2 a.m. And coach answers the phone. He would say, hey, coach, I'm open. And hang up the phone. That's it.
I love him. That's awesome.
Calling the head coach
at 2 o'clock 2 in the morning.
Coach, I'm open. Click. That's it. And then, yeah, anyway, fun times.
I mean, at some point, Marvin Lewis has got to be like, dude, if you don't stop calling me at 2 o'clock in the morning, you're not playing Sunday. Did he ever get have to miss a quarter for an unspecified reason?
That's funny.
You should go back and look because we could retroactively figure out. Oh, that's because he called. It is Lewis at 3 a.m.
It is exactly one of those things where, you know, he sits out for a half and like, coach, what happened? You know, just the team policy things. We're going to keep it in-house.
Yes, exactly.
We're going to keep it in-house.
Right. When all along he called me at 2:30 in the morning last night telling me he was open. I'm like, you're not playing.
Right. Jay in North Jersey. Hey, Jay, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jeremy and Joe. My ideal perfect game for the Bills to open up with is not an AFC team or an AFC rival. I think it would be the best opponent for them would be the Philadelphia Eagles coming in, opening kickoff week for the NFL. You got the MVP versus the Super Bowl champs. Saquon Barkley, a lot of stars in the crowd, I mean, on the sideline. I just can't see an AFC team opening up with Buffalo this year. I don't think we'll see AFC teams until October. I think we will have in September, two NFC teams, two good NFC teams, and I think the Philadelphia Eagles will be one. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Jay. The only problem there is the Eagles are supposed to play at home to open. Right. The NFL, you win the Super Bowl, you open at home on Thursday Night Football. There's at least one where that did not happen. I think it's Baltimore.
Baltimore,
it's
Denver.
A long time ago.
And that was only because
the Orioles made the playoffs or something. No, it wouldn't even have been
but
that.
But it was with the Orioles, though.
The Orioles had a homestand, and
they couldn't figure out parking lot and like
something.
Doing it at the same time.
Yeah. So they did not open at home on a Thursday night, but pretty much everybody opens at home on a Thursday night. So
right.
That means the Bills and Eagles cannot be opening night because the Bills and Eagles play here.
Right.
How many – I threw this the other day, over under on 1 o'clock Sunday games, 2.5.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be many. The home schedule is loaded. The road schedule – I had somebody write in earlier on Twitter and say, hot take, the Bills are going to go unbeaten on the road. And if you were to look at their road opponents,
mm-hmm.
I don't know that that is a hot take. It might be –
It isn't just that it's 8.
No.
And going 8, no.
I mean, it's – And who's the toughest opponent?
That's what I mean. Like it's a hot take in that anyone going 8-0 against any 8 teams is a lot.
Tough.
But if you just do it on paper,
the division is there, and then after that, the tough games are Houston and Pittsburgh, and that's it.
Here's one way to do it. Will they be favored in every road game this year?
Yes.
Which is another way to say, will they be favored in every game this year?
That's a great question.
They might be favored in every game this year.
When the schedule comes out, favored in every game.
I think that might be a hot take. Because Baltimore could be a pick'em, and they will not be an underdog to Kansas City.
Nope.
They will be favored against Kansas City. They've been favored in Arrowhead. They will be favored here. I guess they could be a pick'em against the Eagles.
Could.
But maybe they'll be pick'ems. They won't be an underdog in any game this year. At when the schedule comes out. And that is a way to say their road schedule is easy. So yeah, who would you pick? Who could you pick out of their road schedule to say, like, oh, that's going to be a Super Bowl contender? Houston, do they have it in them? Just because the quarterback's that talented and maybe if they figure it out. But I didn't like their offseason. Their line was bad, and they got rid of their best lineman.
Yeah, and they drafted two receivers.
Right. They both Iowa State guys, right?
Yep.
So I guess Houston has it in them, and that's it. You think Pittsburgh could be a great team? You think Cleveland could? You think Carolina could? You think Atlanta could? I guess maybe Atlanta could because the quarterback's an unknown commodity, but it might be New England.
I was just going to say.
It might be New England.
Listen.
New England's got the ingredients.
You're not allowed to say Atlanta, the quarterback might do something, and not land on New England, who
you're
had
right.
a rookie with a really strong season, and they had a pretty good offseason, too.
Are they
a Super Bowl contender? No.
Do you think that's...
Probably not, unless... Well... I guess I would ask you this.
Could that be their second toughest road game of the year?
Yeah.
New England.
It could be their first.
Yeah.
It could be their toughest road game of the year. New England could be their toughest road game of the year.
Mm-hmm.
When they played Houston last year in Houston, that's a game where Allen is, 9 for 30.
Like, worst completion percentage in 30 years.
It was their lowest moment offensively, and they lost it late on a kick.
It took a 60-yard field goal to beat them.
Yeah.
With Allen's worst game, we thought he got knocked out for a second, and a final possession that was like as bad as humanly possible.
Yep.
And with all of that, it still took a 60-yard field goal to beat them. Yeah, I don't know what Houston is this year. I guess they could go unbeaten on the road. Any road game to me will be a disappointment for the opener. Any road game.
803-0550. I agree. Like to open at home Sunday, 1 o'clock. Let's get one more. Sunday, 1 o'clock, elite season kind of kickoff.
If there was a marquee road game on, would we even want this? If they were playing the Chargers and you're the Friday night Brazil game, you know, like, okay, that's a road game, but, like, there's something unique to this. Like, when they played the Rams a couple years ago in the season opener.
Right.
Because otherwise, there's not really that interesting a road game to me. So, yeah, give me home against anybody. I'll take the Saints at 1 o'clock at home. To start the season with Tyler Shuck at quarterback and just pummel him by 40. That'd be great.
We can give Chris Olave the Tiquillo Spikes treatment.
Oh. I mean, if he's,
listen, we're not talking
if
about,
he's on
we're
the
not,
field.
We're not talking about receiver. After the whistle, Craig Rave, Andrew Peters, good morning. We've been told after multiple days of presenting to Terry Pegula, Kevin Adams will return as the Sabres GM for the next upcoming season. You mentioned that in the update. Want to give a thought on that? Anybody? Anyone have a thought on that? Multiple days of presenting.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
That's the most interesting part of this, because
it really is.
We had already resigned ourselves to he is going to be the GM again. So,
how many hours in a day? How many days presenting? What does the presentation involve?
Right. Well, I'm assuming it involves what you want to do with the roster, right? And what you want to do with contracts and extensions.
Mm-hmm.
Does multiple days of presenting, is it too far a leap to go to Terry was thinking about it?
I mean, I have a tough time believing that.
That he was thinking about doing something else? Because to me, if you are presenting to the owner and the conclusion is he's staying as GM... What was he presenting? Is he doing? Does he do this every year? Does he always present to Pegula, or was this the presentation to remain as GM? And if he doesn't like it, you're out. Is that what was on the line with the presentation, or is he staying no matter what? That's not in there. But
once you go this far into the offseason, I mean, the season ended weeks ago. To have not made, if you were going to make the decision to fire him, you fire him immediately and get to work. No, you get to work on a replacement,
right?
I mean, that it went this long, hey, we'll catch up in a couple of weeks, and then, all right, let's see what you've got. My guess is it would be multiple days of presenting is, yeah, here's the plan, here's what I'm thinking, let me know what you think of it, but this is going to be our plan going forward. And I think that Adams would have gone into those meetings confident that he would be the GM. Maybe not confident, maybe that's the wrong word, but thinking, I'm probably going to be back. I'm here for a multiple-day presentation. It's a little bit like Aaron Rodgers being flown out to the Jets facility to meet with the new coach to be told we don't want you, mm-hmm. and him being shocked by that. Just Rodgers flying there probably thought they're going to want to talk about, you know, the future here and what I want to do. And he was shocked they didn't. For Adams, my guess is, again, maybe not confident, but he probably ends up surprised if he's not retained.
The thought to have is they are not a serious NHL organization.
Well, they certainly don't operate the way that a lot of teams would in this spot, which is they would have made a change by now.
No, and from the starting point, this is not someone that would, no offense to Kevin Adams, but his resume did not present itself as somebody that would ever be hired as a general manager in the National Hockey League. It wasn't. And I know they don't get, Terry Pegula said the last time he took questions about the Sabres 5 years ago that he felt let down by the hockey world. So I don't believe he cares what the hockey world thinks about the way he runs his organization. But how would you expect anyone in the NHL is talking about this morning? Like, this guy will just never get fired.
Well,
I mean, there were snickering about him getting the job in the first place. And then six seasons have gone by. On top of that, in the first place, they have not made it. They came close one time, and he's still going to keep going.
So this will be his sixth season?
This will be his one, two, three. Yeah, this will be his sixth. Sorry, five failed seasons.
I mean, eventually he'll have half the drought. He's at five.
It'd be 6 out of 15 next year.
Keep going. You'll get there eventually.
Yeah. I mean, it's been a long time. And again, like, it's kind of uncharted territory because of the background in the first place and how, I mean, why does he have the job? Because he's somebody the owner trusts. That's why he has the job. Mm-hmm. He wasn't an established assistant general manager in the National Hockey League. So it's going to be tough to predict. I don't know, even if they miss the playoffs next year, if he would be fired.
Well,
because
contract,
he's not a typical general manager.
I think his contract might be up at the end of next season, along with Lindy Ruff, which would mean like wide open for anything you want to do. You know, whatever. Like, it sounds, it's not like Adams is beyond criticism, of course, but he comes in and he's given a tough task, which is your best players hate it here and want to go away. All right, I'll do that. I'll take my time. I won't be rushed into that. I'll make those trades. He did make those trades. And he got some good pieces in return, but
yeah,
that series of trades is defined by first round picks that have been barely here, and that's kind of stunning when you think about
right.
it. And Roseanne, Ostlund, Kulik is finally here.
Yeah,
Savoy gets traded. Like, think of all the first round picks he has made, and they traded away pieces, and they got all these. They got a first for Ristolainen, which is kind of amazing.
Mm-hmm.
He did that. And somebody paid that price, but the returns on all those trades are just modest. It's Tuck, and it's Krebs, and really the number of games played by players coming back in the Eichel-Reinhardt trades, among other trades too, as every piece got kind of sent off. It's Tuck and Scraps, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Levi's in there.
Levi and Ostlund are the guys you're waiting for, but it's amazing, right, that it's – that's part of what you do when you get futures back is you make those trades and it's 4 years later and we still haven't seen right. two of the bigger pieces of those trades.
It's almost like a second bungling of lots of potential, lots of assets. Like when Bottrell came here and got the job, like he was so set up to do whatever he wanted. And
he didn't touch
it. He just made a mess of it.
Yeah.
And then Adams had to clean up Bottrell's mess and he comes in and like, all right, here you go. It's not... No one's going to blame you for having to trade these players. You didn't build this mess. So, all right, clean it up, and what are you going to get in return? And it's been Tuck
but
and
even,
just stuff.
Even how they operated within that, and the Eichel surgery comes up, and, okay, your reputation as a franchise is in the toilet for everybody. How do you build it back up? And that, don't even, I'll close the record for a second. Where's their reputation as a franchise? Across the National Hockey League. Congratulations, you have found a couple of players that are willing to buy in on it. Jason Zucker says it's not a real thing in the National Hockey League.
Yep.
Okay, then why does Craig Berube not take their call last year to be the head coach? Not even take the call. So I trust that Zucker doesn't feel that their reputation is in the toilet across the league. But all the other actions and all the things that happen, Matt Murray told them no.
Yeah.
2 years ago, who was a nobody goalie in the NHL anymore. He was years before. Just that's where I wonder if Adams can ever build it back up. He might be a part of your credibility problem. I mean, I don't want to just hire Lou Lamoriello just for the credibility of it, but I bet you people would take his call.
Maybe. The thing I want to say about building it back up is it's going to come down to winning. And, you know, can they do that? They're way behind schedule.
Well, it comes down to winning or if you replace them with somebody that people in hockey have, like, the utmost respect for. Again, I don't want to go as far as though I'm hiring, like, an 85-year-old Lou Lamoriello. Like, I don't want that just for the sake of it. Because you do have to still have a good hockey team.
803-0550. The report from the guys at After the Whistle is that Kevin Adams is back. No official announcement from the Sabres. Not sure if there's going to be a press release of any kind about that, but it is as expected. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. When we return, I've got a couple things I want to catch up on. Oh, I know. It's pet peeve season. I got a pet peeve. No, the Sabres are not in the playoffs,
okay.
But it is a certain season. A season has returned on something that I wish would go away in sports, but it has its fans. We'll get to that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.